JetBlue Airways CEO Robin Wright told investigators today that things are reaching a tipping point with air travel as federal workers prepare to miss a second paycheck, and other airline executives are sounding the alarm that disruptions, delays, and safety fears are growing. We're going to talk more about that angle. We're going to turn live to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Mike Peroni. He is the national president of the Professional Aviation Safety Specialists, which represents FAA employees. Elaborate a little bit more on those fears. What are the specific concerns as the shutdown drags on?
So what's happening is that the longer this shutdown occurs, the more that the federal employees that PASS represents, the inspectors, the aviation safety inspectors who oversee this, the regulatory and safety, the technicians who maintain the air traffic control equipment, all of that continues to be a problem because people are thinking more now about, I'm missing another paycheck. I'm not thinking of the work I'm doing. And the FAA has brought back some of the inspectors. However, there's some disconnect of what they can and can't do as far as oversight. So the airline industry is now questioning, is it safe? Is it, are we looking at more problems than first appeared?
Refresh our memory. I believe that last time we spoke with you, you explained that the industry itself sort of self-regulates to some degree in the wake of, or in the absence of some of the full staffing at your end?
Correct. They do self-regulating, and they provide information, data to the FAA, to our inspectors, to look at trends, to look at, you know, what can or can't happen. All that data is just sitting idle right now in the FAA because not all the inspectors are back to work looking at. So, again, industry is trying to self-regulate, but they have no oversight from the FAA to make sure everything is done safely and properly.
I want to make sure I understand the concerns. Is the concern that that more people need to be working, that the staffing levels themselves or the fact that those who are working are going to become more and more distracted by their lack of a paycheck?
So it's both. It's obviously we need all of the folks that are employed by the FAA to be back to work because that's the layer of safety that has been there and has kept this system the safest in the world for many, many years. So it also is a distraction of people that are working, forced to work because they are accepted employees that don't have a paycheck and have to worry about all the additional. So it's both getting people back to work and getting people paid.
At some point, this is all going to be behind us. How long will it take the industry to catch up in terms of recovering from the shutdown?
Well, I think the industry is pretty good at catching up quicker than the government will be. So the backlog, all the work, all the data, I mean, unfortunately, we just had another airplane crash that's sitting there idle because the NTSB and the FAA inspectors can't go out and analyze what happened. So all that workload that's sitting idle is going to be the problem, plus the day-to-day normal business once the government opens up. So it could be a while. Can't really give you a definitive answer, but just think about it. You just continually build backlog and the training as well. The Oklahoma City Academy for all the folks that go out there for training is backlog. The new people coming in and also the people that need updated training, that's all sitting idle right now.
Well, thanks for spending some time with us. Mike Peroni is the national president of the Professional Aviation Safety Specialists, which represents FAA employees.